Rashi Ala Torah, Parashat Terumah, Aliyat Rishon. Aliyat Rishon discusses all of the different items that the Jewish people wanted to donate to the construction of the Mishkan, all the different things that were going to be needed in order to take care of all of the Kelim that were going to be built. And in Pasuk He, the Torah says, Ve'orot Elim Me'od Damim, ram skins that were dyed red, ve'orot tehashim, and tahash skins, which is a whole other topic, some sort of animal that Rashi says only existed for a very short time, and then it ceased to exist, and then lastly, va'aseh shitim, a certain type of wood. Rashi comments over here, va'aseh shitim, he says, u'me'ayin hayu lahem bamidbar, where they get trees from? In the desert. We know the trees are only found in a place where there's water, where there's growth, vegetation. Here we're dealing with a desert, which is all sand. Where they have the ability to get trees from? And he explains, Peresh Rabbi Tanhuma. Rabbi Tanhuma explains. Remember that piece of Rashi. We're going to get back to it. This rabbi, Rabbi Tanhuma, explains, Yaakov Avinu safa beruach hakodesh she'atidin yitzeh livnot mishkan bamidbar. He says, Yaakov Avinu foresaw that there was going to be a building of the Mishkan in the Midbar by Bnei Israel. He had Ruach HaKodesh, Vehevi Arazim LeMitzrayim Unta'am, and he brought cedar trees to Egypt with him, and then he planted them in Egypt. Vesiva Levanav LiTela Mimahem, Keshetzu MeMitzrayim, and he commanded his sons, take them with you when you leave Mitzrayim, when you leave Egypt, you're going to need them. He basically told them that they were going to need these cedar trees eventually, when they would leave Mitzrayim in order to build the Mishkan. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, in his Likutei Sihot, asks a question. It's a long siha, but we'll focus in on one part of it. He says, it's very out of the norm for Rashi to write like this. He says, Rashi never really says, Peresh Rebbi Tanhuma. Rabbi Tanhuma says the following. Either he'll just quote the Midrash from the Tanhuma, and he'll give the source at the end, he'll write Tanhuma, or he'll say it's from Midrash Tanhuma. Rashi doesn't normally quote Rabbi Tanhuma when he brings a teaching from the Midrash. So Rashi says that's something we have, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that's something we have to focus on in this Rashi. Rashi is alluding to something a lot deeper. And says the Lubavitcher Rebbe that if you know the word Tanhuma, Tanhuma means comfort or consolation. That basically, what was Yaakov Avinu doing? What's Rashi trying to tell us that Yaakov Avinu was doing over here by planting these cedar trees and bringing them to Mitzrayim, planting them and all that? Basically, he could have told his children, Yaakov, when you're about to leave Egypt, make sure that you go to the local market, make sure you go to the person who deals with plywood, go to your Home Depot, and make sure you buy these cedar trees and you bring them with you. Why was there a need for Yaakov Avinu hundreds of years earlier to plant cedar trees in Mitzrayim so that the Jewish people would have the ability to have walls for their Mishkan later on in time? What's going on? And he answers that Yaakov Avinu had foresight. Yaakov Avinu was somebody who recognized that there were going to be moments of hardship. There were going to be moments of persecution that his great-grandchildren are going to go through that was going to be very difficult for them. They're throwing their kol ha-ben ha-yilod ha-yor tashlichuhu. Any child that's born, any boy that's born, throw him in the Nile River. They're slaves. And a slave has no hope. A slave could be in a very down time. Yaakov Avinu said, what's going to happen when now a slave, my grandson, is going to be walking on his way to work that day? He's going to look and he's going to see by the side of the road a huge orchard of cedar trees that I planted. Cedar trees are very strong. Cedar trees last a long time. And he's going to see those cedar trees and it's going to put a smile on his face and it's going to give him comfort. It's going to give him hope. It's going to give him nehama, tanhuma. It's going to give him that feeling of, we're going to eventually get out of this and we're going to build a mishkan to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov Avinu in his foresight saw they're going to need this. But more than they're going to need it actually for the Mishkan, they're going to need it to serve as a nehama for the entire 210 years that they were in Egypt. They had this in mind. We're going to get out of here one day. That's the worst thing a person could do is lose hope. When a person loses hope, eventually it's all over. And that's what you famously say. The famous teaching from Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov, he says, Rabbeinu za'ak bekol gadol. Rabbi Nachman Breslov yelled out very loud, En shum yeush ba'olam kelal. There's no such thing as giving up hope. When a person gives up hope, it's all over. So no matter how down somebody may be, no matter how far they may feel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there's hope, if there's a glimmer of hope, if they have things that keep them connected in some way, then a person can regrow and he can reconnect. And that's really what Yaakov Avinu was trying to tell the Jewish people. Don't give up hope. Eventually, you're going to get out of here. You're going to get out of here. You're going to build a beautiful Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to connect, and eventually you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, where you're going to build the great Beit HaMikdash, LeKavod UTifaret, eventually to have the ability to really connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very strong way.